Well, as you know, tree problems with the power lines are one of the most common problems that you have, especially in storm situations. You know, in the more storm frequency that we have, you know, recently, it's even more so important. Trees can grow into power lines causing you issues, but they can also, like you mentioned, break onto power lines. So, we want to make sure that we're maintaining that right of way to keep the trees clear, not only to maintain the reliability of your service, but also for safety. Anytime that a tree limb could come down and actually take a power line down or a pole, there's safety issues involved that people that may come across those down facilities, and that's something we want to avoid altogether. So, like I said, the most important thing is reliability of our service to our customers, as well as the safety associated with that. So that is the main reason we do the tree trimming. Ameren Illinois, as well as the other utilities here in the state of Illinois, are responsible for maintaining their overhead power facilities. And part of that includes tree trimming, obviously. And we're actually mandated by the state of Illinois, at least the Commerce Commission, to do trimming on a four-year cycle, meaning that we visit the different communities and the different circuits, electric circuits, once every 4 years in order to perform maintenance tree trimming. We trim by circuit. So a circuit can have overhead as well as underground facilities. And what we are maintaining are the easements and rights of way along our pole-to-pole electric facilities. You also have your pole-to-house facilities as well. The one thing I would advise any homeowner is you don't want to do any tree trimming whatsoever if it's something that it would involve a tree that is near an electrical conductor. When we visit the area, our tree contractors will assess the situation on the different properties where trees may be in conflict with our facilities. That is the pole-to-pole facilities, and we will handle any tree trimming that would be related to that. Now, any trees that would go from the pole to the house, to the weatherhead and the meter, now those trees are actually the responsibility of the homeowner, the property owner at that location. And I would not advise doing any trimming for that as well, unless, of course, you would get a temporary service disconnect. And what Ameren will do is if you are interested in doing trimming along that line, whether it be yourself or a private contractor that you would hire, and I would actually, unless, of course, you're an experienced tree trimmer, I would advise anybody to contract that work out, people that know what they're doing, because if you're dealing with chainsaws, pole pruners, and up in the heights of trees, you certainly don't want to do that unless you have experience. But any trimming along that line, I would advise the customer to set something up with a contractor, and then they can call Ameren and give at least a couple days' notice. But they will send an Ameren representative out there to temporarily disconnect the line so that it's not energized, and whoever does the trimming can do it safely for you.